You're listening to Episode 8 of the 360 Vegas Podcast. Visit our blog at 360vegaspodcast.com or send us an email at 360vegaspodcast@gmail.com.
Day after tomorrow, gentlemen, we'll be in Las Vegas.
Welcome to Vegas.
Las Vegas functions on a 24-hour-a-day schedule.
The casino.
Big volcano out in front.
That's the Eiffel Tower.
Bellagio.
Riviera.
The Mirage.
Flamingo. Sahara.
The MGM Grand.
This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
On a camel.
They always put the machines that pay off the most right in the front.
Good luck.
The Strip is just the most amazing stretch of road, I think, probably anywhere in the world.
Kicking ass in Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
I always hear the song in my head the second we finish recording that.
I know, it makes me want to watch Ocean's 11 every time.
I know, right?
So, random Vegas time, you've got a video for us this week.
Yeah, it is a video on YouTube of the villa at Bellagio. It's just as over-the-top epic as you can imagine, but words aren't going to do it any justice. So just click on that link and check it out. It's insane.
Yeah, it is cool. You've had a couple good videos that you forwarded on to me of different cabanas and condo-like.
We've had the opportunity to see some really cool shit ever since we started doing this show, really kind of paying attention to Twitter and Vegas tripping and all that stuff. And you really, you know, since obviously you and I are never going to be able to afford things like this, you really get a chance to experience it the best way you can via these kind of videos.
Right, right. Absolutely. Cool. Well, thanks for that, Mark. Let's move on to the Twit Pick of the Week winner for this week.
All right. This week's winner came to us from Giovanni Di Padua. I know I'm mispronouncing that, but it's a picture of the view from his room at Vidara. Now, this is a really unique shot of the South Strip that I couldn't get out of my head all week after I had seen it. Especially the contrast between the Luxor and the Mandalay Bay. Look, I see lots of pictures every week searching for the Twit Pick of the Week, and I can honestly say I've never seen this point of view before. It's really cool. Check it out. I just wanted to thank Giovanni and thank all the people who submitted picks. I mean, this was another really tough week to choose a winner. So hard, in fact, that I thought about actually doing some honorable mentions, but then the more I thought of it, I just thought it'd be heading up a slippery slope. So I didn't do that. But you know
slippery
who you are.
Slippery slopes are dangerous.
They
and we
are.
Avoid them at all costs.
That's right. I just, you know, to those of you, you know who you are. They were great picks. Can't thank you enough for submitting them to us, but unfortunately we have to pick one per week, and that's going to go to Giovanni this week.
And I need to jump in here because, actually, you made a promise that you failed to keep in the last show.
That is correct.
That was our iTunes reviews, and we did have a couple of reviews.
That's right, yeah. We promised a couple weeks ago that if anybody made an iTunes review that we would read it on the show, and last week really got wrapped up in all the news that was going on and lost sight of that, so I want to make good on that promise. We received one review from Lisa MP22. She gave us 5 stars and called us the best podcast ever. Very informative and funny, and everyone should be listening. Now, while I completely agree with her that we're definitely the best podcast ever, I think that's for the listener to decide. I appreciate her her support. That's very nice and humbling.
She's been great supporter for us for a while now.
We have actually declared Lisa our official first fan.
She's our fangirl
of the show. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she's our first fangirl. And we appreciate her greatly.
So, absolutely.
The next one that we have is from Hunter Hilligus, and he gave us 4 out of 5 stars, titled it a great new show. Just said, hey guys, just wanted to reach out and say that I think you're doing a great job, lots of good info, high production quality, and generally just lots of fun. Keep up the good work, Hunter. And P.S., one thing, it's Nevada, not Nevada. Which,
and that was directed specifically at you.
I don't believe you. I believe you. I think you're a bold-faced liar, sir.
I don't recall ever having mispronounced the name of the state, but you know what? I could be mistaken.
You know what's funny is I've known and heard that many times that Nevadans get a little irritated when you call it Nevada, and yet I I know I've slipped up and done it. I edit this show, so I've heard myself do it. So thank you, Hunter, for the review. Thank everybody for your reviews. We really appreciate them. It helps to get us a little more exposure on iTunes so other people can find our show and enjoy it.
Absolutely. And speaking of Hunter, you've got some interesting news in terms of the future of the show and some new developments.
Yes, really, really exciting. So we're going to be partnering with Hunter Hillegas and Vegas Mate to bring you the Vegas Mate Review of the Week. Each week we will review all of the posted reviews on RateVegas.com and on Vegas Mate and pick out one of our favorites to share on the show. Now, all you have to do to be eligible is to submit a review on Vegas Mate or on RateVegas.com. Those of you who are unaware, RateVegas is a site to read and submit reviews on pretty much anything in Vegas. I mean, from hotels, restaurants, shows, attractions, pretty much anything you can, you know.
Anything Vegas, really.
Yeah, really, really. An extension of RateVegas is the Vegas Mate iPhone iPad app, which we plan to do a review on in a future show, an unsolicited view, FYI, just because we're fans of it. It's really cool. If you like this show enough that you download it on a weekly basis and enjoy it, or really if you go out and seek any kind of additional Vegas content to satisfy your thirst for that city, you should really download this. I mean, it's perfect for anybody who's new to Vegas and any pro of Vegas. And the best thing about Vegas Mate and Rate Vegas is when you submit your reviews, it's really the best way that you can get an accurate reading as to how good something is when lots of people put in their feedback. Big fans of that. Really excited to be working with Hunter on this. Really looking forward to this partnership.
Yeah, and I want to be clear about something, too, is that we don't have any sort of financial relationship with Hunter or, you know, with, you know, in terms of the Vegas Mate app or Rate Vegas. We're just kind of doing this because we enjoy his work, and we believe that as fans of Vegas that everyone else should at least have a good knowledge of it.
Well put, sir.
Yes, yeah. So that's it. Cool stuff, so keep an eye out for that. Let's get into the news for the week. So our first piece of news is actually in reference to an article by Dr. Dave Schwartz, and that is kind of clearing up some thoughts about the Palazzo. I'll let you elaborate on that.
It was reported last month by Vegas Tripping that Palazzo had removed the signage of the property's name located on the north and south spine of the building. Speculation began that Palazzo's brand might be going away, and it was also reported that the Venetian was getting a fresh coat of paint, a color that looked kind of similar to Palazzo's color palette, which is really just shades of difference anyways. But regardless, the thought was that perhaps they were combining the two properties in an effort to save money. I mean, the Las Vegas Sands currently would market for the Venetian and for the Palazzo, whereas if you just make it one large Venetian. This week, Dr. Dave did an interview, and all the questions were answered when a spokesman from the property clarified that Palazzo's brand isn't going anywhere, and in fact, they're replacing the old sign with new 14-foot LED letters to give the tower more of a presence at night because, you know, the signage kind of went away at night. It wasn't, other than like a spotlight on it, that was really pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
They expect this upgrade to be completed by mid-August, just in time for us to see it when we go to our trip, so I'm psyched about that. There's all kind of cool shit that's going to be going on while we're there.
You get to take pictures.
I know, I'm thrilled.
Yippee. Yay, photos.
Right.
I think I'm going to submit my own picture of it for the Twit Pick of the Week and see if I win.
Oh, look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a rule in place for that?
No, we don't, and I'm going to exploit that fact.
Right. We may regret that.
Yes.
All right, anyways, back to Palazzo and Venetian. It was also revealed that the Venetian will also be getting the LED displays in September. And the painting in question, it was just confirmed to be routine painting. I mean, that the building receives, you know, just to retain a fresh look so it doesn't start looking old. The spokesman for Venetian stated that they aren't even changing the colors. So my guess was probably that when you start painting it, it just goes on darker. I mean, how many times have any of us seen that where it looks different once it dries?
Right, right. At no point did I ever assume that the brand was going away despite some of the things that we were seeing, but that's just me.
You know what? I'm with you. I got your back on this one because I thought the same thing and actually hoped that it didn't because I we've spoken about this before. I prefer Palazzo and actually like that they're separate, because then I can make a very specific choice to only ever hang out and do things at Palazzo.
Mm-hmm, right.
So, yeah, good news for Palazzo.
Yeah, and anybody who is worried about that, worry no more.
Yes, and hopefully some cool new signage coming.
Yeah, definitely. Caesars Entertainment, well, we've been talking about this with their no resort fee campaign, I guess you could call it.
Right.
We've got some details Mark's going to share in terms of the video contest that they're going to be running.
Yeah, they're having a no resort fee video contest. Following up on, as Brian alluded to, the Showgirls protest to promote the company's no resort fee policy, Caesars wants you to tell them why you hate resort fees. The winners,
it costs me more money. That's unnecessary. That's why.
I know, right? And I don't think I need a two-minute video.
I'm not going to produce a video for that.
I thought about it for a minute, as you're aware, and some of our listeners may be aware, I'm an amateur filmmaker, and I cannot stress enough, amateur, but still enjoy doing it very much. And I thought about it for a moment, but I'm like, I think your plate's full with this show and all the things that you're doing for it. So why don't you just focus on one thing at a time there, dickhead. Anyways, back to Caesars contest. Now, the winner's going to receive a two-night stay at Caesars Palace. They're going to have VIP transportation to and from the airport and dinner at Mesa Grill and a couple other items there to sweeten the pot. The video can be up to 2 minutes long, and the deadline for submissions is August 17th. Now, the way that you submit is you have to go to their Facebook page, the No Resort Fees Facebook page. You need to friend it and then submit accordingly.
Yeah, the whole thing, like we discussed last week, I'm not a huge fan of. I'm having a hard time really getting on board with it.
What, the contest and everything?
Just the whole no resort fee campaign in general. I'm good with no resort fees. I mean, who wouldn't be? To me, they're an unnecessary, byproduct of just another way to make money in Vegas.
Right.
So it's good that they're not doing it, but I think that if they're, it's clear that they're taking it seriously, but you can take it seriously and not do any of this bullshit,
See, I didn't mind this much. I mean, it allows people to be creative, to, use their ability to be clever and funny to kind of make fun of this whole thing. And I guess Caesars Entertainment didn't think that they were getting enough mileage out of the no resort fee policy. I mean, I was well aware of it. You were. But maybe the basic not in the know traveler isn't aware of this. I mean, but the problem with that is if they're not aware of it, and you made this point last week, and they're already there, there's not much they can do. It's not like if they booked it, some resort that's charging resort fees, and then they see this, be like, oh, well, fuck this, I'm checking out and going next door.
Yeah, so they're either already staying at a property in Vegas and are fine with it, or they're staying at a Caesars property and they're already enjoying the no resort fee policy.
Right. So I support them making sure that everybody knows that this is out there, and I actually think this is a clever contest, but I'm still with you. I thought the Showgirls thing was dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, that specifically I thought was kind of dumb, but whatever.
Yeah.
I guess this any way you can win stuff is cool.
Right, right.
Yep. So moving on to more cool things in Vegas news. New York and Monte Carlo want to give you free shit during this pub crawl this summer.
Here's how it works. All you got to do is get a scorecard from either the concierge at Monte Carlo or at Soho Village at New York. Then you need to visit 8 of the 12 bars listed on the scorecard. Return it to the concierge at either of those places, and you get a t-shirt celebrating your accomplishment.
I want to go. I want to do it.
Oh, we are going to do it, sir, when we're there. We have a picture of the shirt on the Enhanced Podcast. So if you've got an iPod, an iPad, an iPhone, or whatever, you can
look at it right now.
Yeah, well, hold on. I want to give them a chance. So right now they're figuring out, so I need to look at the screen right now. So the picture of the T-shirt that you can win by accomplishing or completing the pub crawl, you can see it right now. Huh? Enhanced Podcast, people. That's how
it works. If you're driving, quickly pull over.
Right.
Alt tab or whatever you're doing, just
you don't want to miss this. Right?
No. This is a t-shirt.
It's right.
This is a t-shirt.
It's right. Currently, the pub crawl is scheduled to end on September 10th, and that's how long you have to complete the pub crawl. I mean, you don't have to do it in 24 hours or anything like that. Now,
I think you should have like 6 hours to finish this. That's just me personally. Now, I'm a savvy veteran when it comes to pub crawls and various other drinking activities that require travel and multiple locations.
Okay.
So this is right up my alley.
Right. So I spoke to a rep from Monte Carlo, and they stressed how much they would love people to post pics of them at each bar with their drink and their bar napkin. And we'd love to see them too. So take pics, post them on Twitter, mention at Monte Carlo Vegas, mention at New York, New York Vegas, and use the hashtag Vegas Bar Crawl. And if you got room, throw in at 360 Vegas as well, because we've talked with Monte Carlo, and we're going to propose to add a pub crawl pick of the week if enough picks are actually posted on Twitter. We'll do this. The weekly winner will be mentioned on the show and added to the enhanced podcast, similar to the way the Twit Pick of the Week is. But we want to see you wild. We want to see you shit-faced, hammered, passed out on the bar with a bar napkin. Just, I want to laugh when I see these things. Regardless, Monte Carlo just wants you to take pictures. So it's yet another partnership that we're trying to bring to you. Hopefully this is going to be a lot of fun. And look, there's one thing I can promise, Monte Carlo. If nobody else does it, Brian and I are going to make you laugh your ass off when we go and start taking pics of this.
And I'm staying, part of my trip, I'm going to be at New York, New York. Oh, so I have got a head start.
We are on it.
I will have a head start.
Yes.
Yes.
Excited. So, pub crawl, Monte Carlo, yet another partnership we're bringing to you, because we care.
Yep, and we want to see you hammered.
Exactly. Let's be honest, that's all it really is.
Yeah. We want to be entertained, that's really what it comes down
right.
to.
Here's our opportunity to watch you look like a fool.
Yeah. We found an article this week in regarding the renovations that are going on at Luxor and Excalibur.
Yes, all dining renovations. Luxor is going to be redoing its food court, as well as adding a Buca di Beppo, a Blizz frozen yogurt, and a public house beer barn. Now, Excalibur is going to be getting an American Burger Works, also known as ABX, and they've also announced that more new dining options will be announced soon. So some renovations going on at Luxor and Excalibur, and you know, this is just more good news. People are reinvesting in the properties. People are doing renovations. All good news, man.
Definitely. Name That Tune is coming to Imperial Palace.
Do you even know of this game? You're a young pup.
No, I am not familiar.
I had a feeling you didn't. Now, Name That Tune was a game show in the, I remember it in the 80s, but I'm sure it went back even further than that. I may have just been watching reruns. But what it was you had contestants on there who, it would give you a clue, you know, a word, you know, they'd explain something kind of like Jeopardy, you know, like what song was, you know, played in this movie in the 1950s or whatever. And then you would kind of compete against the other person to figure out how long it would take you to figure out what song. So you would say shit like, you know, I can name that tune in 5 notes, you know, and then you kind of barter back and forth to see who can do it the best. And then if you can't actually do it within the amount of notes that you had, the person, you know, like let's say the guy said, I can name it in 6 notes, and you say, oh, I can name it in 3 notes. They give you 3 notes. If you can't figure it out, that guy got your 3 notes plus whatever he last bid that he could do it to try and get it. So that's Name That Tune in a nutshell. And our friends at 500 actually broke this story. There's a new version of this 70s game that is going to be coming to the Imperial Palace on August 18th. The details are said to be coming soon, but it's kind of fun. I liked it because I was really, really into music as a kid and in my early adulthood. Not that I'm still not a fan, but I mean, I was really into it. And kind of thought this game was amusing, except it was kind of beyond my time, so I was never any good at the game. But it sounds like they're kind of doing something like, you know, Wheel of Fortune Live at Price is Right Live at Bally's. So that thing's been going strong for several years, and you know, let's see if this doesn't make the transition as well.
Okay, well, that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
So the Star Trek convention for this year is going to be moving.
Yeah, it's been at the Las Vegas Hilton for multiple years.
Forever.
Yeah, really. And the 45th annual Star Trek convention is moving over to Rio now. The convention's going to be August 11th through the 14th. They've got tickets and rooms available now. There's tons of actors and characters from the show that are scheduled to appear, including, you know, all the big names, William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, Sir Patrick Stewart. The details on all the festivities and plans for the convention are available on their website. And, of course, as always, we'll make sure to link to that on the blog. What do you think of a convention like this? I mean, I don't think you're not a Trekkie, are you?
No, not really. I mean, I like Star Trek, but not by any means a Trekkie. I probably wouldn't go to a Star Trek convention.
Yeah. See, I think it'd be something that I'd like to step into. I don't know if I'd be there any longer than like half an hour, but it's something I think would be neat to see once. But it's a convention, so I don't think it's something you can just hang out in. I think you got to buy all that access passes and shit, like, you know, before you even get there.
I'm not sure. They used to have a show on, or at least they had a segment on Discovery or maybe TLC, and they would kind of follow along somebody, a Trekkie, and they had actually some footage from one of the Star Trek conventions in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm cool with, you know, being a hardcore fan of anything. You know, I've got some things that I like Star Wars.
Right.
I would go to a Star Wars convention, but I wouldn't dress up or anything like that.
Oh,
like
no.
my nerdery doesn't quite go that far. But
I agree.
some of the Trekkies, I mean, they go all out, and when they're there, you can't even have a regular conversation with them. They're in complete character that they've created for themselves, or they're acting out, you know, one of their favorite characters from the show, and it kind of weirded me out a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say the exact same thing. I mean, I'm not judging people that do that. I mean, if you go for it. But that would really make me uncomfortable. That would take a plan to visit the place for half an hour, and turn it into a 5-minute trip, because I'm like, I'm going to go. I don't feel comfortable.
I still want to be a human being, a normal person while I'm there as a fan. I don't want to be, you know, like I said, I'm not judging either. Right. I think it's awesome. If, you know, you love Star Trek, that's what you want to do, that's your passion, that's awesome, go for it. But for me personally, that would alienate me for sure.
Right, I agree. So, at the Rio this year, enjoy.
Yep. Steve Weirich's new show at the Hilton has been pushed back yet again.
Yeah, this is the second time that it's been pushed back. There's no word as to why. I mean, it is a magic show, so maybe something isn't working out. But the show's now expected to open on August 5th. Now, for those of you who don't know, Steve Weirich used to be at Planet Hollywood. He had his own theater in the Miracle Mile shops, and that thing didn't really work out well. I'm not judging it. I never saw it, but a lot of people criticize magic acts in Vegas because they say there's really only a handful of tricks that anybody can do, and after that, it's all personality and flair. So, you know, for those of you who were fans, unfortunately, it's been delayed again. The new opening date's August 5th.
Keep an eye out for that news. Hopefully, it won't get pushed back anymore.
Right.
New Plaza has announced two new restaurants they're going to be adding to their property.
Yeah, we touched on this a little bit a couple of weeks ago when they announced the Swingers Club and a couple other things, and Plaza had said that they had planned on unveiling some new things as soon as they were ready to, and here's two new ones. They're going to have the Island Sushi and Hawaiian Grill. That's going to be scheduled to open on September 10th, and Zaba's Mexican Grill, scheduled to open sometime in the fall. They don't have a specific date for us yet. Now, both of these are established restaurants in the Vegas market, but they don't have a presence on the Strip or Fremont Street, which, you know, it's good to hear that that's, you know, kind of the best in, you know, the Las Vegas proper, you know, locals area, not the touristy area, is finally making its way there. It's kind of like, you know, being called up from the minors, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So good for them. Lots of good news coming out of Plaza.
Right, right. And staying on the new Plaza, actually, going back to that Swingers Club that we talked about a week or two ago, something interesting going on here.
Yeah, the new Swingers Club, the Mini Golf's Dueling Pianos Lounge that they're going to be opening, is not only hiring cocktail servers and bartenders, but the employees hired could possibly end up being on a new reality show. They're filming a pilot based on the concept, and I'm sure centered around the, you know, the new Plaza. So yeah, more new things coming to Plaza. Really excited about what this property's doing, and once again, we'll continue to plead that perhaps you push that soft opening a few days.
Just a couple days.
So our friend Brian can enjoy the new offerings in which you're bringing to us.
It's really advantageous for them to do that, because if I go in there and I like what I'm seeing, I'm going to speak highly of it on our show, which we have many listeners.
Right, yes. Yeah, I mean, look, this guy's voice carries weight, Plaza.
It carries no weight at all. But yes, yeah. I'd still like to see it anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of hiring, and speaking of Fremont Street, Golden Nugget is hiring.
Yeah, more good news. This is kind of the feel-good show that we've been looking for.
It makes me feel so good.
It's so good and tingly inside. I'm aroused. I'm not going to lie to you.
I just went from 6 to midnight.
Yeah. Yeah, just more good news for Fremont Street, more good news for Las Vegas, you know, people investing in their properties, hiring people. I mean, it's a sign that things are finally coming around. And it was announced on Thursday that they're going to be hiring about 150 workers in various positions, some that don't even require any experience. There's going to be a job fair held this Monday from 10 to 4 at the hotel's convention level.
That's tomorrow as we record today, Sunday.
Yes, correct. But you can also apply online and at the resort's employee center Monday and Wednesday from 10 to 3. Now, the positions are going to range from bartenders to dealers. Like I said, more good news. I'm thrilled by all the positive things that are going on in Vegas.
Of course, of course. It was so funny on a side note. I was going to say, yeah, so positions are ranging from bartenders to dealers, and you can give us money now.
Right. All right, so the last thing that we wanted to cover here isn't something that we're going to talk about a lot, simply because I don't really feel like shilling for our own show. But
no, we're really only mentioning this because somebody was nice enough to email us and ask for this.
That's true. We've had some interest in having the ability for people to donate to support the show. Now, we offer this free to you because it's something we enjoy and we'd like to share it with you. But it does cost money to do, you know, not to mention the amount of time that we put into bringing and finding the information that we share with you. So we've added a donation button to the blog. So if you're so inclined, feel free to throw us some money. We'd really appreciate it. You know,
No pressure at all.
But absolutely no pressure at all. And we're more than likely not going to mention this anytime soon.
Ever again.
Yeah, right. I know, really. More than likely not. But it is there for those of you who are interested, and we do appreciate that people have expressed interest in doing so. So that being said, it's available.
There you go. That's going to do it for news for this week. Let's move on to Playing Vegas. Playing Vegas, if you've been following the show, you know this is the part of our show where we discuss upcoming events, shows, entertainment opportunities that are going to be taking place in the next week.
Yeah, so starting off Monday, the Boulevard Pool at Cosmopolitan's Dive-In Movie for this week is going to be Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Loving it.
I know.
I am loving it.
Doors open at 7. The show starts at 8. Admission's free, but it does require an RSVP, which, as usual, we'll have on the blog for you. Snacks and drinks are available for purchase.
Yep. Thursday, Wanted, a Bon Jovi tribute with Blondie tribute, if you can figure that out. We'll be at the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay. That show's going to start at 6:30, and tickets will be $13.
And then Thursday through Saturday, Tommy Davidson is at the... Hold on. Tommy Davidson
at,
is at
the...
I know, the... I slipped into Forrest Gump there for a second.
Yeah.
Tommy Davidson is at the Playboy Comedy Club. His show is going to start at 10 p.m. with additional shows on Friday and Saturday at 8. The tickets are going to run $40 to $80.
For Friday and Saturday this week, Tim Allen is going to be performing at the Venetian. His show will start at 9, and tickets will range from $56 to $146. I would actually love to see that show.
Tim Allen? Yeah, that should be good.
Sorry, I gave you a little editing challenge there.
No worries. Saturday, Young Jeezy is at the Pearl at Palms. The show is going to start at 9, and tickets are going to run $39 to $103.
Young Jeezy.
Yeah. And then Loverboy is going to be coming to Fremont Street this Saturday, August 6th. The show is free, and it starts at 8.
Cool. Free shit. Exactly. That should have gone almost in our... I could have theoretically gone into our Vegas deals.
It could have, sir. Yes, it could, maybe we'll do that. Maybe it'll be in both.
Why not?
To be honest with you, it was actually Vegas Deals first. No, it wasn't. Never mind. I'm cutting that out. That was in something else.
Yeah. That's it for Playing Vegas. Let's move on to our jackpot segment. Jackpots, of course, is our relaying information, reported jackpots from the properties to you, anything that came to us via Twitter, you're going to hear here.
Yeah.
Right now. So for Sunday, July 24th, Riviera reported a $6,400 jackpot on a $10 double diamond deluxe slot. $6,400 does not seem like a lot for a $10 machine, but...
Yeah, I didn't want to judge it because I wanted to support the property, but I thought the same. We had this conversation before at a
$10. A couple times, I think.
Yeah, at a $10 game, $6,400, I don't even know if you're breaking even.
No, you're probably not. I mean, hopefully they did.
I know, right? Yeah. And then on Monday, July 25th, Riviera reported another $6,400 jackpot when the same guy won on the same $10 Double Diamonds deluxe machine. Isn't that crazy?
That's so bizarre. I mean, I guess if it's a low-tier payout.
I guess, but I mean, and maybe it's just how I feel about luck. You know, I try to, once I hit, I tend to stay away from a machine because I'm like, hey, I cleaned it out. You know, this thing isn't going to hit for a while. But what are the fucking odds? The funny thing is when I initially saw this, I thought they were re-reporting it.
Yeah.
And then saw that they clarified, no, it's this. I realized it's the exact same jackpot on the exact same machine by the exact same guy. So
congratulations to you, guy.
Yes. Hopefully you didn't have to drop a whole lot of tens in there to get these.
Jesus, I can't imagine playing $10 a spin.
No, no way.
Oh, yep. So anyway, Monday, also Paris reported a $25,000 jackpot on a 2-3-4 time pay machine. Times pay machine.
Yeah. And then Bally's reported a $16,000 jackpot on a double-double bonus 10-play machine.
Moving on to Tuesday, July 26th, Paris reported a $10,000 jackpot on a Wizard Wheel penny slot. There we go. And that's what I'm talking about. 10 grand on a penny slot.
There you go. Thursday, July 28th, Planet Hollywood reported a $12,495 jackpot on a penny quick hits reel slot.
Also on Thursday, Circus reported a $10,000 jackpot. And it's time to play Name That Game, because they did not give us any info other than the denomination.
I was so happy. Every time somebody forgets to give us the information, I always reply and ask them, you know, giving them a second chance. And I couldn't have been rooting harder for Circus to not reply to me. Now, would you like to take the lead on this game this week, Brian, or shall I?
I would not. I would actually like to concede to you, because I believe you've probably placed a lot more thought into this.
And your instincts are correct, sir.
Yes. So I'm not even going to participate. I just know that I'm not going to be able to even compete with yours.
All right.
So let's hear it.
Okay, so this week, Circus, when they reported their $10,000 jackpot, it was on a classic reel game called the Ball Tag Reel Slot. it's...
Jesus.
Like I said, this one's a classic, Brian, and it's, you know, it's the old one-armed bandit. You pull this thing down, and the weird thing is it was never really popular, because when you hit the jackpot, they have a lever that comes up and just, boop, taps you right in the nuts. So you kind of, you know, you kind of get doubled over, but then there's a reward at the end because you're getting your jackpot. So classic games at Circus, Ball Tag Reel Slot.
Ball Tag Reel Slot. Not to be confused with the Sack Pat Reel Slot.
That was actually the newer version. This is digital, because they realized that a lot of people were, you know, it was. I'm not going to lie to you. It was pushing people away. They didn't really care about the jackpot, you know, when you had to endure pain to get it. So, you know, they came out with a softer version. It was a little more polite. It's kind of friendly.
Yeah. Interesting. Very, very cool.
Yes.
So for Friday, moving along, Friday, July 29th, Riviera reported a $5,525 jackpot on a $1 red, white, blue slot.
And Stratosphere reported a $2,000 jackpot on a $1 slot bonus times machine and a $1,757.50 jackpot on a 25-cent bonus play machine. And I would like to say for the record, Stratosphere recently had just started posting these jackpots to us, and on this very jackpot, they forgot to give us the name of the machine. I asked them for it. They gave it to me. See how that works, Circus?
So easy.
It really is.
It's so easy. So going to our leaderboard, despite having a quiet week as far as Twitter is concerned, Palms is still on top with 14 jackpots totaling $349,000.
And these rankings may very well be how the month plays out. But since today is the 31st, there's always the chance that we're going to get another one reported. So we're just going to report these as the leaderboard as opposed to the actual winners of the luckiest casino in Vegas for July.
We'll close out July on next week's show.
Right. And picking up where Brian left off, number two, Paris, with 10 jackpots, $176,277.
And then we've got a two-way tie for third place. Planet Hollywood with 6 jackpots, totaling $135,925. And Riviera with 6, totaling $41,271,000.
Now, if nothing changes, we don't receive any new jackpots today, and this is how the list ends up playing out. We do have a tiebreaker, and Planet Hollywood would win it because the second tier would be what the average payout is, and Planet Hollywood would be winning that with $22,654 as an average of their jackpots reported. So first time we may ever have to enact the tiebreaker, Brian.
Yeah. I hope we get some more today so we don't have to do that.
That would be awesome.
Either way, it's all good.
Yep.
That's going to do it for jackpots. Let's move on to Vegas deals. Now, Mark, you've been working really hard this week, as you do every week for the show, but you've worked extensively on the Vegas Deals calendar on our blog.
Yeah, we now have a Vegas Deals calendar with happy hours and deals that we've reported on the show. It's very similar to the now playing slash coming attractions calendar that we've got on there. I realized as we were preparing our trip for Vegas that I couldn't remember all the deals that we had reported on our own show.
And neither of us could.
Yeah, so we developed the calendar. Now, we'll do our best to keep up with it, but these deals come and go all the time. A lot of times when they come up with them, they're open-ended, and you know they end abruptly. So let us know if you find out that something on that calendar is no longer available so we can take it down. It is a work in progress. We only have the items that we've reported on there, so don't be surprised if you're aware of a happy hour that we don't have listed on the calendar. But that being said, we're really excited about the new calendar, and we hope that it's helpful for you the next time that you're in Vegas.
Yep, absolutely. So moving right into our Vegas deals for this week, and this first one, I'm particularly excited about, and that is the Tropicana's Mob Experience. Their admission prices have dropped from $40 to $30 and $25 for locals.
Yeah.
So you and I have discussed checking this out. I still want to, and I'm even more excited that the prices have gone down.
Yeah, I knew you would be.
It's more drinking money.
It really is, yeah. See? Maybe we can tie that into the Monte Carlo, New York pub crawl. See?
There it is.
See how we tie it all in?
Oh, it's all tied in.
This is what it's like working with us, Monte Carlo.
we tie it all in.
That's right. We plug shamelessly.
Yes.
Oh, and FYI, we're also not being solicited for that either.
We don't have a financial relationship with anybody that we promote or stand behind. We just are fans.
Yeah, and we will let you know, should the show ever have a paid sponsor. But right now, we're really just trying to share cool shit with you. And when we partner with these people like, you know, Hunter and Vegas Made and Monte Carlo and New York New York with their pub crawl, it's just because we think it's really cool and we'd like to be a part of it.
Yep, just fans. And we are true believers in full disclosure, so
yes.
You will know about it if that's the case.
Absolutely. Moving on to Vegas deals, or moving back to Vegas deals, Harrah's is offering California residents half-price tickets on the Matt King Show through August 31st. All you need to do is show your California ID at the Harrah's box office to take advantage of the deal.
Very cool. The pub at Monte Carlo has a pub challenge. Now, if you can down 50 sliders and a 32-ounce beer in 30 minutes, it's all free.
You think you can do that?
You're a slider fan. I've actually been trying to slim down a little bit, so I've been limiting my food intake and increasing my exercise, and I've been eating a lot less. So right now, I doubt it, but maybe like 6 months ago, I probably could have done it. It's hard to say because I don't know how big the sliders are.
It's a fair argument.
32 ounces of beer is, I mean, it's okay if you hadn't had any before that, but it's still a lot even then.
Right. 50 sliders, it's pretty epic, but I guess that's why it's a challenge.
Yep. Hashtag Find Fridays at New York, New York. We can't encourage people enough to participate in this if you are in Vegas on Friday. They give out some really cool stuff. Last week, they gave out free bottle service at ROK Vegas.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I mean, scavenger hunts are fun anyway. We've talked about this before. I'm not going to get back into it. But yeah, if you're there on Fridays, do it.
Yeah, and Rock Vegas, well, first of all, any of those nightclubs are, like, bottle service is obscene. I mean, you're paying like $400 for a bottle. So the fact that they're giving that out, that's, I really wish we could be there for that, but it's really cool. Hashtag Fine Fridays.
Right.
Awesome. And then they've got 2-for-1 pizzas and pizza slices every Tuesday and Thursday till midnight at Metro Pizza, which is inside Ellis Island.
I can't wait to eat at Ellis Island.
I know.
Yep.
You've spoken many times of your
I know. I am a fan. I am a fan. Palms has some really good packages. We're actually going to include a link to these package deals on our blog.
I'm sorry, I wanted so desperately to not say it, but I couldn't help it. I found it amusing that you said Palms has really good packages.
Oh. Yet to be seen.
Right.
Palms is going to be pairing various events or amenities together to give you more than just a room. As an example for one of the fine packages to be had at Palms, it's always happy hours package. This includes
I feel
you.
Like we're on fucking 500, man. I can't stop giggling this goddamn package thing. And I wrote the fucking headline. I'm sorry. Please continue.
It's all good. Just to give you an example of one of the fine packages to be had at Palms, it's the always happy hours package that includes what?
I'm such a child, man. I'm sorry. It's always happy packages, please.
You can laugh. You can laugh all you like. But I just want to get through the goddamn book.
It is a great package. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Everyone likes a good package.
Right.
As an example of one of the fine packages to be had at Palms, that is the – you can actually get a it's always happy hours package, which includes a 375-milliliter bottle of your choice of Kettle One, Cuervo Silver, Tanqueray, Captain Morgan, or Jack Daniels. You also get a sugar-free Red Bull and a regular Red Bull, two breakfast buffet passes, and rooms starting at $99 per night.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Fun. What a nice package.
Yeah, agreed.
Palms, you have great packages.
Right?
That's going to do it for Vegas deals. Let's move on to coming attractions. So it is now time for our coming attractions segment. A little different from our Playing Vegas segment. These shows and performances and events are going to be occurring in the future versus within the next week. Sometimes they're a little bit sooner, but never in the immediate future.
Right, right. So we're going to start this week off with Linkin Park. They're coming to the Joint at Hard Rock Tuesday, August 30th. Their show is going to start at 8. Their tickets are $76.50 to $82 a piece.
Yep. Chris Tucker is performing at the Joint at Hard Rock on Sunday, October 9th. That show starts at 9 p.m., and tickets will range from $35.50 to $71.
Nice. The Smokers Club Tour featuring Method Man is...
such an appropriate...
I know, right?
Such an appropriate headline for Method Man.
He's going to be performing at the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay Monday, November 7th. The show is going to start at 9 p.m., and the tickets run $29.50 to $33.
Free stuff.
We also have a link, so you can download a new Wu-Tang song, which I'm sure part of this tour is promoting.
Absolutely. Yellow Card is performing at the Hard Rock Cafe on the Strip. That's going to be on Wednesday, November 16th. That show will begin at 6 p.m., and tickets will be $20.
That's pretty cool. I didn't even know that they had the ability to have a show at the Hard Rock Cafe on the Strip.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah. So the Biggest Tattoo Expo is coming to the Mirage September 30th through October 2nd. You can purchase single-day passes for $35 or a three-day pass for $100.
My wife is going to love this. 30 Seconds to Mars will be performing at the grand opening of the new rooftop nightclub at Chateau Gardens at Paris Saturday, September 3rd. That show is going to be at 10 p.m., and tickets will be $40. I enjoy playing their tunes on Rock Band.
Very much, yes, sir. My drummers are
absolutely. Your drum set has been collecting a little dust lately, has it not?
It is.
You've just been so into the show, so dedicated to our cause, that you have been ignoring your Rock Band activities.
That is true. I spent way too much on an electronic drum set so I could really play the shit out of Rock Band, and then I fell in love with our show.
Yeah, yeah.
And now
that's going to happen, being distracted, having other things that you enjoy.
Right.
Yep.
Moving on. Yes, moving on.
Sorry about that.
Right.
We're people, too. We have other things that we like to do. Well, I do, anyway.
You see what... Nice. You see what happens? 30 Seconds to Mars brings people together, gets them off topics. It's a...
I thought you were going to say it gets them off.
I'm sure it does that. It seemed to have gotten my wife off when she heard that they were coming there, but I had some help with that.
Yeah. As you should have.
Right. Also... coming is Jay-Z and Kanye West. I'm sure they are. I mean, he is married to Beyonce. I mean, and I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah. We've derailed completely.
Absolutely. Jay-Z and Kanye West, they're bringing the Watch the Throne Tour to the MGM Grand Friday, October 21st. The show's going to start at 7:30. Tickets are running $60 to $267. They go on sale to Citibank card members exclusively starting August 2nd at 10 a.m. Pacific time through August 7th up until 10 p.m. Pacific time. I cannot stress Pacific time enough. Now, the tickets go on sale to the general public on August 8th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Once again, I don't want you to, you know, get ready for that to happen in the AM on the East Coast and realize you've got multiple hours to wait. So
right, right.
What do you think of that tour? You're a big hip hop guy, right? Or are you at least used to?
Yeah, I mean, I still am. I used to be more so, but I, you know, Jay-Z is probably one of my favorite hip hop artists. Kanye, I don't like him as a person as much as I do an artist. But
I don't know if anybody likes him as a person.
Yeah, he's kind of an ass, but right. I mean, he doesn't care about that. But anyway, yeah, they together, awesome show, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And then finally, for our coming attractions,
kind of some sad news.
Yeah, the Viper Vixens, who were actually kind of supporters of the show, since we mentioned a review that we had gotten from a listener. They closed their run at O'Shea's on Saturday. There's no word if they're moving on or if they're just done completely.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty common in Vegas. A lot of shows start up. They get an opportunity to make a name for themselves, and it just doesn't work out. So we've had at least one listener who thought it was a great show. I was interested in reading his review, but I think due to the timeliness or the lack of timeliness, he didn't have the opportunity to get that to us, but I mean, who saw this coming? So,
yeah, right. That's going to conclude our coming attractions portion, and actually, that's pretty much the end of the show.
Yeah, we were going to play a game where we would kind of plan out a day or the time that we were going to be in Vegas, but Brian and I have been kind of working on it. We're not really happy with where it's at right now, at least as far as from an entertainment standpoint via podcast. We don't know if it would translate over as well. So we're going to continue to work on that. Hopefully we'll be able to get it figured out for you. When and if we do, we'll be sure to bring it to you.
Yeah, we'll definitely do a little bit more trip planning over the next couple of weeks because we've got, 3 weeks left until our trip? So
we do. Three long weeks.
Right. Any closing words from you, sir?
Absolutely. I wanted to thank Vegas Tripping for the Random Vegas piece that we had this week. I want to thank Giovanni DiPaola. Sorry, Giovanni.
Yeah, wow. I apologize on behalf of Mark.
I'm awful with pronunciation when it comes to this stuff, but I do know how to pronounce Giovanni. So thank you, sir, for the twit pick of the week. Wanted to thank Hunter and Rate Vegas and the Vegas Mate for the new segment. We're really excited about that. Monte Carlo for partnering with us to promote the pub crawl. You know, everyone who's reviewed the show on iTunes. And thank you for downloading and listening to the show. You know, we do our best to keep improving the show and bring you great content. And we're really grateful for those of you who do enjoy it and give us some feedback. We're having a great time with this. We're happy to hear that you're enjoying it.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you would like to participate in helping to make the show better, if you have some suggestions or criticisms, we welcome all of the above. So if you'd like to reach out to us, you may do so via email. Again, that email address is 360vegaspodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, we get new followers every day, always getting a little bit bigger. Every time we hit a milestone number, we celebrate.
Very excited, yeah.
Yep. So if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, you may do so at twitter.com/360vegas. That's going to do it. Thanks again for downloading and listening to our show. This was episode 8. Join us again next week for episode 9.
See you next week.